You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
How's it going today, folks? Welcome to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on 101.9 CFRC. Hope everybody had a great week, a great day. It's been chilly the last couple days, but we're almost out of it, folks. I got an email from Enright Cattle Company saying that the first calves of the season have started coming. So, you know, that's a sign of spring when the baby cows are all about. So I think we're almost there, guys. I think we are almost there. So tonight's show, we got a few different bands for you to check out and listen to. Cannabis, who you've heard on the show before, recently released a new track called In the Pocket. So we're going to hear that tonight. And then later on, we're going to listen to some Aux, because they have some big stuff coming up in May. And then at the end of the show, we're going to hear some Mares of Thrace. I don't know what's going on with my mind right now. And then Yeti on Horseback as well. So we got some bands for you tonight. So to kick it off, we're going to hear some Cannabis. Like I said, they just dropped a new single not too long ago called In the Pocket. And then before that, they also dropped a new single, I'd say a few months ago now. Maybe not, I don't know. Time seems to get away from me quite easily these days. Called Far Gone Blues. And so we're going to listen to In the Pocket first. Then we're going to kick it in to Far Gone Blues. And then to end off our little Cannabis section, we're going to get into a classic with Desert Trip, one of the songs that first got me into these guys really, really hard. So here's some Cannabis on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
What you see now is 200 micrograms. That's the full dose to send a normal adult on an 8 to 12 hour trip.
We are back after some Cannabis with their new single, In the Pocket, and then some Far Gone Blues, and then Desert Trip. In the Pocket, great single. What a great name for it. As I always think, Cannabis is right in that pocket, you know. You got the bass just hitting out these solid grooves that just keep perfect rhythm and timing with the drums that are just phenomenal. And then you got that lead guitar just screaming through. Cannabis is great. They definitely are going to get some more recognition in the future, I think. If not, I don't know what's wrong with people's ears. It's great music. Next, we're going to listen to some Aux. Like I mentioned, they have some big stuff coming up in the future in May. They are headed to Greece to play in Athens with Acid Mammoth, who came over here to Canada and played a few shows in the summertime. And Aux, I guess, made a nice little relationship with them, and now they're heading on over to Greece to play. So that's pretty friggin' epic. And congrats to them. So in celebration of that, we're going to listen to a few little Aux tracks here. First, we're going to hear Celestial Magic off of their latest album. And then we're going to hear The Electric Traveler and then Beyond the Sun from their previous album. So I hope you guys enjoy. Here's some Aux on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And now for the message on demon possession. There are millions of strange personalities loose in this universe. They are not new. They are as old. In fact, they are older than man is. They are the same demons who have placed and defeated man in his ministry 2,000 years ago. The same demons that the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, the other apostles, and the early Christians had to deal with in their time. They're the same demons which have been here ever since Lucifer, who is now the devil.
Thank you. deny me the right to enter Valhalla?
We'll be right back. Among these drugs, the hallucinogens, are included mescaline, a chemical taken from the peyote cactus, psilocybin, extracted from a variety of Mexican mushroom, DMT, synthesized from the compound tryptamine, and of course, LSD-25, a derivative of lysergic acid, and currently the best known of the hallucinogens.
All right, we're back after some aux. I love me some aux. Great music and great people. If you ever get the chance to see them, go check them out. We heard Celestial Magic first, then the Electric Traveler, and we closed it all out with Beyond the Sun. So go show aux some love. It's a Canadian metal band making some moves on the scene. So congrats to them. I hope the Grease show goes phenomenally, and it's the first of many international shows for them, because they deserve it. They've put some work in and put on an amazing show. So congrats, guys, on the show in Grease. So we're at that time where it's the last time for me to talk to you before we put on the last couple tracks of the night. I am taking off this Wednesday to go to Toronto to go to a show. It's not a metal show. It is a hip-hop show. I pretty much like all kinds of music. I just, you know, metal, it doesn't get enough love. So that's why I chose a metal show. But I love hip-hop. I love metal, rock, polka, pop, you name it. If it's fun to listen to, I'll listen to it. So I'm headed to Toronto on Wednesday night to see one of my favorite hip-hop artists who I never really thought I'd get a chance to see. His name is Prof. If you're into hip-hop or like even like urban soul-y stuff, give him a check out. Some really amazing tunes that are like super hip-hoppy fun anthems all the way to these soulful, introspective, amazing pieces of writing that, I don't know, man, it speaks to me. But yeah, that's my plans for this week. So I hope you guys all also have some pretty amazing plans. Easter's coming up soon. That came out of nowhere. I hope everybody's ready for that. But on that note, I'm going to leave you with some Mares of Thrace with the tune Onward, Ever Onward. And then we're going to close out the show tonight with some Yeti on Horseback with their track Nothing. So thanks again for tuning in to this week's episode of the Maple Forge. I hope you tune in next week and the week after and every week. I love bringing you guys the metal. So have a great week. Thanks for listening. And keep tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM for some more amazing tunes and amazing hosts coming up next after Mares of Thrace and Yeti on Horseback. Have a great night, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah! Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Monday.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents, as blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy, charge your devices in advance, and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
The Queen's University Blood Team is a student-led organization that partners with the Canadian Blood Services to facilitate blood donations and encourage students to join the stem cell registry. On campus, we hold booths and special events to raise awareness for the urgent need for blood donation and provide education countering common myths associated with the practice. We also directly provide students and community members with the opportunity to donate blood through our life buses and on-campus blood drives. We have several upcoming events. On Friday, March 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be holding a blood drive in the Biosciences Complex. On Tuesday, March 24th, at 5:15 p.m., the Life Bus will bring Queen students directly to the Canadian Blood Services location downtown to donate blood. The bus transports students free of charge, and after donation, students can enjoy snacks and pizza together with their friends. At the end of the trip, the Life Bus brings students back to Queen's campus in front of Mitchell Hall. Finally, on Thursday, March 26th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Victoria Hall front lobby, students can drop by our stem cell info booth, learn more about QUBT, and enjoy pizza and snacks at no cost. More information can be found at the link of our Instagram bio at QueensUBloodTeam.